Okay, yeah. So this video, I just got done reading about a guy's experience with girls who did drugs. And this is true. Now, I mean, from my life experience, this was true. Okay, because I'm 33 years old now. So I remember when I was in college, man, like I said, and I'll be all the way honest with you. I was totally the beta. Like, in the, you know, I didn't grow out of being beta until I was married with my wife. And like, I don't know if you guys watch, if anybody who may watch this, it was an older video when I talked about it, how I literally became like, you know, more aware of reality of men and women. Like, while I was sitting at the dinner table with my wife and I was talking and like, but see, back then I didn't know all this was like, you know, red pill, MGTOW type of stuff. I was just talking and she would get mad and she was getting mad and she got up and left. But, so I didn't become like I said, and I would assume that most men usually don't, especially men from like my generation and older, if we're going to become aware, it's just not going to happen until we start turning like 30, late 20s, most of us 30, unless we grew up with like a sister or a female niece or cousin who, and we watched how they were and what they were doing to men in the world. And then, you know, and it clicked in their heads young. Those guys, they probably got it a lot younger, or a lot of guys, like they may have grew up with a single mother, for instance. I've known a few guys like that. They grew up with a single mother and they seen all the BS she was doing to men. And to them, you know, how they, you know, women, how women, they just don't have their morals are their feelings and whoever's going to protect them. That is their morals. Like they don't have, women don't have a solid logic base of morals. Like they don't create rules and follow them. You see, men create rules and follow them. But yeah, man. Yeah, so I was a beta, man. I was a beta. But now, and to be honest with you, I was not the beta who okay, when I say this, I'm not trying to like say I was like a better beta than someone else or anything like that. I'm just trying to give you a, you know, a more of an insight on what I was. I was never the kind of guy who would give, I was never the type of guy who would give women too much unearned attention. But I was the type of beta who would always kind of like wait for a woman to text them back and come up with every excuse as to why she didn't text back right away, instead of just realizing the reality, like she just wasn't interested type of thing. Like I was more of the, like, I still demanded like some reciprocation. At least some type. I was, because I knew one guy, man, he gave a girl his car and she just, she clearly treated him like trash. Like it was bad. I hope he grew out of it. But okay, yeah. So back to the original topic. Yeah, when I was in college, now I would say I was a beta. But now I tell you what, I ended up getting hooked up with girls okay, I'm from Ohio. So heroin was like a big thing in Ohio, especially back then. I think it's still a big thing. And I think Dave Chappelle made it, because Dave Chappelle's from Ohio too. I think he, in a stand-up, he's talked about when he went back, people were just, you know, tore up off heroin. But when I was in college, the heroin thing, it was really, for us, okay, for my generation, we didn't know what heroin was. So we didn't know what it did to people, why, you know, how it could control people. We didn't know really what it was. So it was all new to me. And, you know, so when I was in college, man, so of course, girls who go to college, you know, they're going to be girls. Let me tell you something. I said this in a previous video. Whenever a girl starts to travel alone, usually one or two things will happen. One, she kind of just becomes a complete recluse and stays in her room and dorm all day, and it was just with books. She hates it. She hates being out. She hates being at a lone single girl out in the world, too far away from home. Like, because women do not do well with traveling alone. Either, like I said, it's either two extremes. It's either the first extreme, becoming a complete recluse, or the second extreme, they're gonna indulge in everything they wanted to and they ever thought they could want to, and whatever would give them attention. So it's usually going to be, from my experience, it's usually one of the two. And I say maybe in the middle, you know, the girl who found like a campus job, but then she just goes right back home and doesn't go out anywhere. You see what I'm saying? Like it's usually they want to stay home in their little dorm room or apartment or whatever, or they're always out and they're partying everywhere. It's usually one or two extremes. So I remember coming across a group of girls who was doing drugs, man. And those girls, if you ever get with a woman who, and if she tells you, I would say this, if you get with a woman and she tells you that she did drugs and she did drugs more than like a one or two time type of thing, if she tells you, really, I mean, okay, I'll tell you what, man, honestly, if you get with a woman and she tells you she did drugs, that is a clear sign she has done. That woman is a grade A whore. That woman did more things than, female porn stars, they do a lot. But I'm telling you, man, like there are women out there working at McDonald's that do more than porn stars do. I'm telling you, like, and if they did drugs, oh my God. Okay, because any guy who's been in these type of environments know, all you need is a little bit of weed or a little bit of coke, or is some girls just a little bit of alcohol, and she'll do anything for you. Anything. Like, you have all your sexual fantasies filled out with her. And don't let it be like an addictive drug, like heroin. Oh, I am totally not making this up. If she's on heroin and she's like craving heroin, she will literally line up guys all up and down this wall with their dicks out, giving them blowjobs for a total of $5. I guarantee. Let her hit a slight money problem. See, because with his brain, they go into panic mode. When they go into panic mode, they will do anything. And it's like legit pretty girls, man. Like the one girl I had, man, her name was Desiree, man. She was, back then, when I first met her, Desiree was legit like music video girl status. And I stumbled upon her actually off Craigslist, weird enough. I stumbled upon her because like I just sent out mass ads and then she answered back. And she was on heroin looking for money. And when you looked at her, you couldn't tell she was. You couldn't tell. You could not tell. When you looked at her, she's a short skirt, thick thigh. Like she was that prime area of, to be honest with you, she was that prime area of like drug addict woman slash prostitute, because she still looked great. She looked amazing. But she would do anything for $5 or $10, man. Anything. Like, I would joke with my friends and tell them, like, if all the guys around her knew that that girl was doing that, that girl would have been a millionaire in 2 weeks, making $10 off a dude. Because men, on some of these college campuses, man. Like, and a lot of women, I'll tell you what, man. Especially they on drugs, like. If you want just a dirty, when I say dirty hoe, I mean like, you know, like a super, if you want a super freaky, great looking woman, go to a college campus and find out where the drugs are being dealt. And I guarantee you, you will have girls that look like Beyonce doing the craziest sex acts for $10. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So this is why I say, like, if she did drugs, man, like if a woman has done drugs, it feeds, see, the drugs feeds into their whole mental, into their whole system of self-indulging and attention and wanting to be wanted. Like it fits all their whole, it perfectly fits their mentality. Like once a woman, see, like I said in the previous video, once a woman reaches a point where she knows what she wants, and knowing what she wants does not include being with that one man. You see, once a woman realizes what she wants and she's alone and she knows what she wants, that woman is done. That woman is a horrible companion for the rest of her life. Sometimes they can make it out, and they can realize they made a mistake and bounce out of it. But once, I'll tell you, once women, whether it's because they hit the wall or they're just younger and they grew more independent at a faster rate. But once a woman starts talking like I'm a princess and I know what I want, she is trash. She is nothing but trash at that point. And at best, she can just be used as a pump and dump and a hooker. And that's about it. Because as a companion, you can't do anything with that. You can't. There's just nothing you can. I know a girl down the street at the coffee shop. She's 28, and she's that. And she's, I'm in Prague, and so she's Czech, and she's beautiful. And I talked to another guy. I asked the other guy, I said, why is she single? And he said, oh, yeah, because she's too independent. You can't do anything with it. And he said, and he went on to say how he watched his mom be like that, and his mom couldn't keep a man because she was too independent. You can't do anything with it. But back to the original topic with the drug thing, man. Like, if you're talking to a woman and you feel like she did drugs, she's done drugs, okay? Now, and a lot of times, and that may not be a great example, because a lot of times you can't tell if people did drugs, like habitually. But if she is the type, if she's the type who genuinely finds a good time in altering her brain, right? If she genuinely has a good time with it, I'm talking like she gets the goal of her day is to alter her mind. Like that woman has gone through Cox. because you got to remember, first off, most women are not good at math. In the real world. Now they'll go in, women will go into a math classroom and get all A's. It's no problem because they're not, because you know, the survival side of math didn't kick in yet. But when they get in the real world, most women are not good with money. Most women are always living month to month, regardless of how much money they make versus the expenses. They're gonna find a way to spend it because they're impulsive. You see what I'm saying? So if she's hooked, if she ever had a drug problem, or she does a lot of drugs now, or what have you, I guarantee you, when that woman ran low on money, she was opening some holes to get that drug again. I promise you. I guarantee it. And on top of that, see, and if she came across a dude like me, oh, I'd have had her doing some of everything crazy for the drug. Now, I mean, I never did drugs like that, but I would, like, give them, like $10 or $20 or something. Like, when I was in college and the girl looked like that, yeah. I mean, what man would not give a woman who looked like, who was a legit nine, $20 to, you know, do some of the craziest stuff he can think of and to have her do it. You can't pass that deal up. Like Dave Chappelle said with the stripper, the lap dance was $3, but it was a sale. He couldn't pass up $3. Like, same thing. Like, man, I'm telling you, so this is what I'm saying. If she did drugs, or if she happily does drugs, or like I said, she's always looking for weed or something, man, I'm telling you, okay, well, I'll say realize what she is. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say no on it, but I'm going to say realize what she is, okay? That woman belongs to men. She does not belong to a man anymore. See, once they go down that road of I know what I want, they don't belong to a man. They cannot belong to a man anymore. They belong to men. You know, whatever man is going to give her what she wants for that moment, that's who she belongs to. And then when he's not right, then she's gonna go to, see, she belongs to men, not a man. You see, like, I'm thinking back to the girls I had. Another one, man, she ended up moving back to Baltimore. They were just sluts, man. Like when you go to college campuses, like I was at college, and if you stumble upon women who do drugs, like, man, those girls, because it's also like kind of a weird place in life, because see, the reason, like, they're only asking for like 10, 20 bucks because, you know, they're 18, 19. To them, that's a lot of money for, you know, just, I mean, to not have to actually like legit work for it. You know, like, they're still getting attention. They're getting sex out of it. You know, to them, it's not a bad exchange for if you catch the right ones. Cause some of them, they know to charge, you know, like $500 or something crazy, but I stumbled into a right area with girls who did drugs, man. And like, I'm saying, if a woman, I don't care what she's doing that. If a woman ever had interest in drugs, she's gone through hundreds easily. I guarantee you, man. She's gone through hundreds because, like I said, like all she has to do is just get bored, run out of money, want to go party. And like, and it just all like drugs and sex. They go together for multiple reasons. Drugs and sex, they just go together. Like for multiple reasons for damaged women. You know, it is what it is. So yeah, I'm not gonna say don't date a woman who did drugs. But I'm not gonna say don't have sex with a woman who did drugs. Just know what that is. And then prepare accordingly for it. Like, I wouldn't have sex with her without a condom on. Okay. And girls who did drugs, girls who have a kid by two different men. That's another huge, 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 huge red flag. If a woman had kids by two different men, that woman will sleep with anything at that point. And she probably was doing it before, but just probably wasn't letting it be known. But now she definitely will. If a woman has two kids, especially by two different men, I mean, if two kids are by one man, I mean, I wouldn't deal with it because that's just too much. But I wouldn't be, I mean, I would be mad if a guy did go over there because, I mean, he is playing the cuckold role. But in the sense of just flat out being a slut on her end, two kids by one man, I wouldn't say it makes her a complete immediate slut because they are by the same man. So she does have at least some recourse on it, but in the end, no. The only red flag I would say I would advise to have sex with is, and just to have sex with is a woman who approaches you, and she could have a kid or kids, and she's coming after you. Go over there and then as soon as you have sex with her, cut off and make it distant. Don't talk to her. Y'all ain't friends. You don't take her to movies. None of that. Okay. Just like with you, if you find out like a woman, she I'm 8 years sober. And you know, no, if a woman is like 8 years sober, if she's proud of, if you come across a woman who is proud of being sober, that woman is filled with sperm at all times. Okay. Just accept it. You just got to take it and just keep it going. I don't care if she's fat, if she's skinny, if she's happy that she's sober, I'm telling you, that is an immediate correlation with having miles of cock run through her.